Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling your telecoms department. How may I help you today?
It's Mark Walker. I'll give you the account number. I have a question.
Sure.
Yeah, recently you guys had a billing error and sent out a billing, and we went ahead and paid it. And then I got the email saying that it was to be ignored and that you sent out the correct billing now. I'm wondering what I'm meant to be doing.
Sure, I'll be more than happy to assist you today in regards to your question. May I have your phone number, please?
0405-117-500.
Okay, thank you. And now just confirm your full name, please, and your birthday.
What? Can you say that again, please?
Your first and last name and your birthday, please.
My first name is Mark. My last name is Walker. My birthday is October 16th, 1947.
Okay. Thank you so much for this information. And your concern is all about the invoice you receive. Is that correct? If I heard you right.
I paid one invoice a few days ago for $39. And then you sent out an email saying, apologizing that it was an error. And then you sent out, I believe, the correct one.
Okay.
It was for $69. And
I'm wondering,
should I just send the difference or will you refund or send out one?
Okay. First, I would like to apologize for any confusion caused to you. However, just to set your expectation, in regards with your account, I'm showing on here that we received your activation September 15, 2025, and there is no upfront payment. So technically, the message sent yesterday, yes, we acknowledge that we do have a system error yesterday. But as per the message, disregard the invoice if September has been paid. So if I could see here on your account, the one that you paid for September, $37.31,
correct,
covered your internet services the time that your service has been activated. As you could see, reason why it's less because it's just like 15 days covering September 15 to September 30, 2025 internet service period, which is correct. And then the one that you received today is your invoice for your October services covering October 1st to 31st of this month, which will be due on October 11. And then for your reference, moving forward, your invoice every month or your recurring invoice every month, I should say, it's being generated and sent every first of each month and then will be due on 11. But if you set up a automatic payment, it's being processed automatically between the 6th and the 10th. But it's being sent every first, which is $69.95.
We have an automatic debit.
Let me check here if you have. I believe you do have a setup one here, a debit card. But just to make sure, I'll just open the other file here. Bear with me, please.
Yeah, I'm sure we have.
Thank you. One moment. It's still loading now. Okay. One moment. Yes, you set up or you save your default payment, which is your Visa card.
Yeah, good.
So, yeah, anyway, the bill is just correct. Yesterday, we already sorted the affected account due to our system error. But, yeah, we accept that it brings confusion to some customer. And we really appreciate your time giving us a call today to clarify your bill.
Okay.
I hope it answered your questions.
Okay. So you haven't debited the account yet.
Not yet. The October, it's not yet debited. As I mentioned, it's being processed between the 5th and the 10th of each month.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And then once it was processed anyway, you will be receiving a payment receipt for each payment for your reference.
Thank you. And can you send a reminder 3 days before?
Oh, sorry, you caught up. What is that again?
Will you send a reminder that the direct debit's coming?
No, we're not sending a reminder unless it's overdue.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Mark, and you do have a great day. Be safe.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.